Good morning. It's just past 8, and this is First Concert. We're coming to you live from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio at JPR. I'm Don Matthews. My guest today is cellist Sujari Britt. Sujari, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Rogue Valley.
Thanks for having me.
I understand you began studying cello when you were just 4. You studied the piano and violin first. Did you grow up with music in your home?
Yes, actually. So both my siblings are violinists, and my dad's also a jazz musician, and my mom played piano when she was younger. So it was a very musical family, and I chose cello because this is a small story, if I may. I heard Yo-Yo Ma playing the swan in the car, and I decided, you know, I was about 3, I want to play this instrument. And so after a year, finally my parents, you know, they listened to me. So before I got my first cello.
Since you started so young, what were you curious about in music and performing?
I think for me, at first, it just started with the register of the cello because it's lower. And when I was little, and maybe even a bit now, I've had a bit of a lower voice. So I liked the tenor and like the timbre of the instrument. But then after a little bit, performing was really, really interesting to me because you can create a lot of different things with other musicians and also on your own.
Do you remember your first public performance as a cellist?
I remember a few of them. I think the very first performance-like thing we've done is we used to practice a bit outside, for example, at the beach or in the park, and it was really, really cool that young to see a lot of people be very happy by what we're playing.
And do you have a particular memorable performance that really sort of sticks in your mind?
Well, it wasn't when I started, but one memorable performance is when I was 8, and I got a chance to play with Alissa Weilerstein for President Barack Obama. And I met his entire family, everything. It was amazing. And it was almost 10, it's 10 years ago, and I still remember it like it was yesterday.
I'm speaking with cellist Sujari Britt, who's performing with the Rogue Valley Symphony in Elgar's Cello Concerto. Performances tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Criterion Theater. By the way, the performance tonight is in Ashland. And Sunday at 3 in the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. You graduated last year from Manhattan School of Music?
Yeah, actually... I graduated in 2017-ish because I went on exchange to Sibelius Academy in Finland.
What was that like to move from New York, and what drew you to the Sibelius Academy?
So actually, I had a masterclass with my teacher, Marty Rossi, a few years ago when I was still at Manhattan School of Music, and he invited me to study with him. And so I was like, of course. I mean, I never lived in a different country like on my own, so it would be really interesting to go there. And I think it was a really good decision. I really like it there.
You're in the Arts Leadership Program from the top. What is that like?
It's interesting. Every once in a while, there are a few things like playing in schools and, you know, reaching out to the community and stuff. So it's a nice experience. And I try to pick it up as much as I'm in the States.
And you mentioned that you play with your sister and your brother together. Do you play any other chamber music?
Yes, in my schools, I play in like 5 different chamber groups, you name it, a piano trio, piano quintet, duo, anything. And with my siblings, we have this trio, Josunjari, and when we're in the city, sometimes we play together, but we also play in different ensembles like bands and stuff.
My guest is Sujari Britt, the cellist, who's joining the Rogue Valley Symphony in concerts this weekend. What would you like to play for us today?
I would actually like to play for you the first suite of Bach in G major.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sujari, that was beautiful. Thank you for playing that.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's interesting that your inspiration was Yo-Yo Ma, and he's just come out with his third set, third recording in the 60s now of the complete suite. So how does that feel to have that sort of daunting image of Yo-Yo Ma doing this three times in his life?
I think it's actually really interesting to play in different parts of your life, different periods of your life, and I'm sure that if I get a chance, I'll do the same thing and see if I can, or something similar, and see if I can record some of the same music and see how it changes over time.
So tonight you're playing the Elgar Cello Concerto with Rogue Valley Symphony. That is tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. What drew you to the Elgar Concerto?
So actually, it's been one of my favorites for a long time, and I've gotten a chance to play it on a few different occasions. I think Elgar, it all started for me in the sense with like Jacqueline Dupre, and her interpretation is just amazing. I mean, everyone's interpretation right now is really, really good. And I first heard that, and I was like, I have to play this piece. And so I asked my teacher at Manhattan School of Music, Marion Feldman, and so from there I started it. And I think the first time I learned it was when I was like 10 or 11 or something like this, and then it's been on and off for a couple of years.
Sujari Britt is my guest. She's appearing tonight at 7:30 in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall with the Elgar Cello Concerto and the Rogue Valley Symphony. Also concerts at the Criterion on Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3. There's still tickets available. That's at rvsymphony.org or 541-708-6400. Sujari, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me again.